A nation that thinks it's better than everyone else becomes ignorant and heartless. In the Haftarah for Vayishlach, the Book of Ovadia. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
The prophecy of Ovadia. We have received tidings from Adonai, and an envoy has been sent out among the nations. Up, let us rise up against her for battle. Thus said Adonai Elohim concerning Edom, I will make you least among nations. You shall be most despised. Your arrogant heart has seduced you, you who dwell in clefts of the rock in your lofty abode. You think in your heart, who can pull me down to earth? Should you nest as high as the eagle? Should your eyrie be lodged among the stars? Even from there I will pull you down, declares Adonai. If thieves were to come to you, marauders by night, they would steal no more than they needed. If vintagers came to you, they would surely leave some gleanings. How utterly you are destroyed. How thoroughly rifled is Esau. How ransacked his hordes. All your allies turned you back at the frontier. Your own confederates have duped and overcome you. Those who ate your bread have planted snares under you. He is bereft of understanding. In that day, declares Adonai, I will make the wise vanish from Edom, understanding from Esau's mount. Your warriors shall lose heart, O Teman, and not a man on Esau's mount shall survive the slaughter. For the outrage to your brother Jacob, disgrace shall engulf you, and you shall perish forever. On that day when you stood aloof, when aliens carried off his goods, when foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were as one of them. How could you gaze with glee on your brother that day, on his day of calamity? How could you gloat over the people of Judah on that day of ruin? How could you loudly jeer on that day of anguish? How could you enter the gate of my people on its day of disaster, gaze in glee with the others on its misfortune, on its day of disaster, and lay hands on its wealth on its day of disaster? How could you stand at the passes to cut down its fugitives? How could you betray those who fled on that day of anguish? As you did, so shall it be done to you. Your conduct shall be requited. Yeah, against all nations, the day of Adonai is at hand. That same cup that you drank on my holy mount shall all nations drink evermore. Drink till their speech grows thick, and they become as though they had never been. But on Zion's mount a remnant shall survive, and it shall be holy. The house of Jacob shall dispossess those who dispossess them. The house of Jacob shall be fire, and the house of Joseph flame, and the house of Esau shall be straw. They shall burn it and devour it, and no survivor shall be left of the house of Esau. For Adonai has spoken. Thus they shall possess the Negev and Mount Esau as well, the Shephelah and Philistia. They shall possess the Ephraimite country and the district of Samaria and Benjamin along with Gilead. And that exiled force of the Israelites shall possess what belongs to the Phoenicians as far as Tzarfat, while the Jerusalemite exiled community of Sfarad shall possess the towns of the Negev. For liberators shall march up on Mount Zion to wreak judgment on Mount Esau, and dominion shall be Adonai's.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.